We are at the back of the prefecture building.
It was the old residence of the Intendant of Champagne. Among the famous figures that this building has welcomed throughout the centuries was a foreign queen, both loved and hated by the French, the most famous French queen, Marie Antoinette.
On the 22nd of June 1791, Louis XVI, Marie Antoinette and their children fled from Versailles incognito, but they were recognized by revolutionaries in Varennes. The royal family was arrested and escorted back to Paris by the military. The escort stopped for the night in Chalon. We join up with Marie Antoinette in her misfortune.
Imprisoned in the intendant's hall. Poor royal family. A pitiful escape prepared with such naivety. And yet, a royal carriage painted dark green seemed to be unrecognizable. We had all changed our identities. Louis XVI had become Monsieur Durand, and I, Madame Rocher. But why did we have our team of six horses hitched up? This privilege is reserved for the king alone. And so here we are tonight in Chalon, imprisoned by revolutionaries and forced to return to Paris.
So how did the intendants serve the King of France? It was the King of France who appointed the intendants in the provinces. Their mission was to govern in matters of justice, police work, and finances. The intendants' power grew and reached its peak during the reign of Louis XV. It was during this period that Marie Antoinette came to Chalon for the first time in the month of May 1770.
The French were crying out to me with love. I was on my way to Compiègne, where the prince, future King Louis XVI, was waiting to bring me to Versailles for our marriage. I entered into Chalon through the Sainte-Croix portal, and I slept here in this brand new townhouse. Yesterday, during our escape to Varennes, I recall the newly built Sainte-Croix portal. The people of Chalon rechristened it Prince's Portal in my honor. Heavens, that time seems so far gone.
The townhouse between the courtyard and the garden was designed in the middle of the 18th century by the architect Jean-Gabriel Legendre.
The uncluttered lines of this building assert the classic French style. In 2002, it was damaged by a fire, but a meticulous restoration returned it to its original colors.
Today, the Intendant Hall is home to the Marne and Champagne Ardennes region prefectures. Now let's return to Marie Antoinette.
Now I set down my quill and return to my prayer book. To me, whom they call frivolous, it seems that clouds are gathering over my, the king's, and my children's heads. God help us.
Look to your left at the Sainte Marie Convent. Do you see its red and white walls decorated as a checkerboard? They are organized according to a device called champenois.
As for Marie Antoinette's prayer book, it is still preserved in the Chalon-en-Champagne library.
Right. After history, music and dance, await us on Place de la République, along with half-timbered houses from the Middle Ages. We await you there. Take a left on Rue de Chastillon. At the intersection, turn immediately to your left. Walk a few steps and you will discover Place de la République on your right. Continue all the way to the far side of the square. We will await you there.